Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the WDW Review Podcast. This is Laura Fitzpatrick, and I'm joined by my co-hosts, Chris Malik and Peter Panacorvo. How's it going, guys?
Good.
It's great. How are you?
Good.
How are you feeling?
Good. Enjoying Labor Day weekend.
It is beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah.
Absolutely. So.
First off, we're going to continue our series that we did. If you remember, Chris and I duked it out for our Hollywood Studios. I can't think of the word.
Draft show.
All right, thanks.
And but first, before we get into that, we wanted to just talk about a couple of news stories that we just wanted to share our opinions on. And the first one is more of a rumor, and I'm very upset about this rumor, but Rock and Roller Coaster is going down for rehab at the end of October, early November, and we're wondering why. And Pete, you had mentioned a theory.
I've heard it go around in a couple of different places around the web, that it may be to actually take Aerosmith out of Rock and Roller Coaster. There have been a couple of places that have mentioned that last time it was gone through in the gift shop that everything said Rock and Roller Coaster, but nothing said starring Aerosmith anymore. And
that's
Pete,
not true.
I don't know. To me, it doesn't make a lot of sense, seeing as how they just fixed the quote-unquote crude hand gesture done by Steven Tyler in the pre-show video. First of all, I don't even think that was the case, but that's irrelevant. It's already done and over. They gave Steven an extra finger, so now he has six. I don't know.
Well, Pete, this is all a giant shocker to me.
What?
It's too early for that.
That was bad.
That's terrible.
It was.
So you speculate it's just going to become the Rock and Roller Coaster, not the Rock and Roller Coaster featuring Aerosmith at this point?
I don't know if it's going to do it at this point, but I think somewhere down the road, you know, it's going to end up happening at some point. Aerosmith has already said they're going to break up. They're pretty much done. They're going to put out one more album, do one more tour as a farewell tour, and then that's it. Aerosmith will be no more.
Well, they are 170 years old. I mean,
oh, we're talking Aerosmith, not the Rolling Stones.
All right, 30 second brain action here. Who's a possible replacement? Who's big enough?
No one.
And there's no one big enough.
That was
in your
fast.
I just think it's silly. I mean, they've got enough to go worry about in Hollywood Studios than pulling out Aerosmith. They've got Star Wars Land, Toy Story Land. You know, come on, finish that stuff.
Anybody heard anything about Toy Story Land, by the way?
You know what, Laura? I guess you're right there. Thinking about this logically, they have so much on their plate right now. I don't know if removing them or adding somebody else really moves the needle for that part.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what you're saying, because it is true. I mean, Aerosmith is what it is, and you are right. Like, off the top of our brain right now, like, let's name the biggest bands, like, in rock and roll. Only rock and roll. They're like just as old. Like AC/DC just as old. Rolling Stones just as old. Give me some big bands here. Coldplay isn't rock enough. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they're not.
What else is left that has a body of work? Foo Fighters were mentioned, but
yeah,
you know,
I can't see Dave Grohl doing it though.
And are they as big as Aerosmith? You know, I don't know if they are.
You know, that's debatable though.
They rock hard. I mean, Monkey Wrench is a great song, but I don't know if they have the body of work. So, here, look, we can't even figure out, you know, bands that would be big enough to replace Aerosmith. And this is not including, like, Super Bowl halftime acts like Bruno Mars and stuff like that, you know, which are the next biggest. Yeah, they're in trouble. I think they either leave it or it goes away entirely as far as a branding with somebody. That's probably the option, but... Good point, Laura. They got too much to worry about right now.
Yeah, I mean, you know? If anything, if they are going to take out Aerosmith, I think right now if they take it out now, I think what's going to happen is just going to be a random rock soundtrack for the ride. And then they can, you know, Bart Scott said this too, they can sit there and say, well, you know, it's a different experience each time because you're getting different music every time you ride it.
Mm. What about the pre-show? They'd have to pre-show, in there for they the pre-show.
You know what, though? They can just put a bunch of guys in there and, you know, all of a sudden, you're the band.
No.
That does sound generic in a way, doesn't it? You know, where
I'm not saying it doesn't. I'm just saying I can see that happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just hope everybody's wrong. they just like made a huge deal about fixing the hand gesture.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So now they're gonna take it out, you know, a month and a half later.
Yeah. I'm not saying it makes sense. Know? I'm not saying I want it to happen. I'm just saying
I think
that's what's gonna end up eventually being the case.
I mean, eventually, yes, Aerosmith is not gonna be there. But I hope that maybe like when I die.
Because, we do realize they've been there for 17 years now.
Right.
Because Rockin' opened in, what, 99?
Okay.
It's 2016. So 17 years of Aerosmith. It's a long time.
I think it still fits.
Well, if we were pleading a court case, I'm sure Laura would get very angry with me. But, Pete, are you an Aerosmith fan? I'm just curious.
I am. I've seen Aerosmith in concert. I mean, I enjoy Aerosmith, but...
What about the ride, Pete? You a big fan of the ride?
Yeah.
Just curious. Okay. Laura, that was not fair, was it? That was dirty of me to get inside information.
Yeah, I wonder who end up getting a Rock and Roller Coaster in their draft.
I think Pete and I are on the same side. I'm just refusing to...
She doesn't want to see the writing on the wall.
Yeah, I'm just in denial about it.
And yeah, that was a Michael Jackson reference to Aqualung, but
all right. Let's talk about one other piece of news, which actually is, it can be frightening, and it actually deals with some real life issues at Walt Disney World. So, undoubtedly, everyone who's listening is also aware of the Zika virus that's now, it seems, it's not prevalent, but it's popping up in Florida, and it seems like it's largely in Miami, but it's moving north, and so, you know, out of a reaction to that, I don't believe it's exclusive to Disney. I know Universal and SeaWorld are also implementing changes, but there's like resort, you know, prevention methods going on right now where they started off. I know I saw a picture on Facebook, and I believe it was from Rebecca Toon, where it looks like actually in the room they had cans of Cutter with best tips and best case, you know, advice for how to prevent mosquito bites, and it looks like recently now they've replaced that with these giant pump lotion jugs of, it looks like some pretty heavy duty mosquito repellent, but it kind of like looks like a sunblock type lotion. So what they're advising, honestly, is, you know, stay away from, you know, early morning and late evening, wear clothing that protects your arms, you know, wear obviously this lotion, stay away from stagnant water and whatnot, you know, just best, you know, best advice, best practices when it comes to mosquito bites. But obviously the risk is for pregnant women going down to Florida right now, and the risk of having, you know, birth defects due to the mosquito, the Zika mosquito and the side effects of that. So let's talk about that briefly, because it seems like it's something that'd be really frightening. And if a pregnant woman would possibly entertain the thought of going to Florida right now, I mean, there's a lot of risk involved. What do you think about that, Pete?
I don't know. Personally, not being a pregnant woman, I would probably still go.
Did you really need to say that?
Yeah, right.
You know, it's early.
There was one listener who was unsure. So now he's okay.
Wait, why did it have to be a he? Why is he okay all of a sudden?
And why is there one listener that's unsure?
What the heck is that about?
All right.
He's playing into the joke, right?
All right, Pete.
No,
so,
there's a risk involved, yes, but there's a risk involved with crossing the street. You know, I would, like, if my wife wanted to go, okay, let's go.
Yeah.
You know, you just have to be vigilant about putting on your mosquito repellent and, you know.
Yeah.
interesting.
I'm in some.
What do you think?
I'm in some Disney groups on Facebook, and know some.
There's Disney groups on Facebook.
Well, I don't want to name the specific groups.
I think there was one. Piece.
Yeah. I don't want to name the specific groups that I'm in, but I know there's some people who've canceled trips and, you know, who are pregnant and are worried about it. And, you know, if I was in the situation, I would be worried about it. I would want to go, though, because, you know, especially in the coming months, you've got Food and Wine and Mickey's Not So Scary. And, you know, that's my favorite time of year to go. So I think what Disney's doing is great. You know, as a way of preventing it and, you know, giving that out to guests complimentary instead of, you know, making them pay for it. So, you know, and right now, you know, there are no reported cases in Walt Disney World. They're just, you know, the nearest one, as far as I know, was Tampa.
Yeah, you know, that's what I heard.
In Pinellas County, I think is. I'm sorry. I don't remember. But it was over by Tampa. So, you know.
Well, let me be the wet blanket, because it's only a week's vacation, and I know it's really important, but it's a lifetime, you know? And in the event that you're case number one, I mean, think of the regret you'd have.
Right.
And I know there's some short-term regret for missing a vacation, but this sounds cheesy, but, like, this is like playing for keeps. This is, like, really serious. So, I mean, in time, this will run its course, and it won't be an issue. But for right now, with it being... It's not prevalent. Prevalent's the wrong word. With it being a possibility, this is something that I think if my wife was pregnant, I'd have to go and rethink that plan. And there's no recourse for this. You know what I mean? And, heck, spend a few $1,000s more and go to Disneyland, you know? So I just think it would be enough to dissuade me at this point. So perhaps I'm just a little too conservative. I don't know if I'd forgive myself if we pushed on and pushed through and then we were case number one. You know, that would be terrible. So at least that's my thought.
Yeah.
That's
it's
my
just
thought,
something
so.
To consider, and you need, just at the end of the day, you need to do what's best for you and your family. So.
Mm-hmm. Cool. All right. So back to the fantasy world. Pete, I don't know if you downloaded and listened to the last show.
I intentionally did not listen to the last show.
That a boy. So, Laura and I duked it out. Mono e. What's the word here? Womano?
Hermano.
Oh.
Mono e Hermano? Okay. We went to the Hollywood Studios and took the Hollywood Studios draft. And it was with the pre-show that Laura and I both realized we need to kind of work on these rules. And we didn't really officially decide till the actual show was being aired. So we came up with 5 attractions / entertainment options, and then we went down to 3 food options, and we went in a kind of a back and forth type fashion to determine who would offer a better guest experience. So as you recall, with the Epcot show, Pete and Chris wrestled to a time limit draw, but I'm
still
sure
you got hosed on that.
Yeah, I'm sure you're a little bitter still about that, but. Thank you, Laura. We're determined to see a winner here today. So, you know, we conducted the draft.
Really,
we want you to be with
8 items on the list. You guys, are not concerned with the possibility of a draw, huh?
No.
Hmm.
No.
I would
again.
I'm not concerned. Let's just go. I'm ready.
Laura, he's setting us up for a tie. Do you know that? He's gonna tie us again.
Well, in full disclosure, Chris did cheat at one point.
Pete, would you expect me to cheat?
I would expect nothing less.
There you go. Yeah. So it's expected.
So you're going to have to...
Then again, yeah. And I know it put Laura at a disadvantage because she couldn't put an entire pavilion on her list. And then, like she did on, the 5th gate. And then when I did it in the Epcot draft, that wasn't allowed. But whatever.
Well,
we'll just...
My cheating's creative. Keep going. All right, so... Laura, I guess we should start this off, and again, ladies first, feel free to fire up whatever you want to put up, and then I will look at my list, and we'll try and go back and forth.
Okay.
Should the rules be, though, if it's a food option, I have to match up with a food option, or should we just say...
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Very
no
good.
No cheating on that.
Very good. All right, so Laura, I'm going to give you the floor. Pete, you ready?
Yeah.
You got your judge's gavel ready and your white powdered wig?
No.
Yes. Very good.
Okay. Here we go. I'm going to start off strong. And I'm going to go with the Star Wars launch bay.
Okay, so describe, if Pete's not been down there, what actually is the launch bay?
It's a place where you can meet the Star Wars characters, Star Wars merchandise. I've never actually been there either, but...
All right, so you're trying to appeal... You're appealing to Pete's Star Wars nature, huh?
Yes.
In a blatant, over-the-top appeal to Pete's Star Wars nature,
yes.
Huh?
So, let's see, we can meet Chewbacca. Kylo Ren is there. Special exhibits and get a sneak peek behind the scenes of the new movie, Star Wars, The Force Awakens.
It sounds a little outdated now, huh? All right, Pete. So I know you're a Star Wars fan.
Chris?
Yes?
I didn't like that attitude.
Wow.
I'm back to school.
The teacher came out.
She yelled at me.
Yes, Pete, she did.
She yelled at me.
You better watch it. You're going to get detention, buddy.
I have to whack my knuckles.
Call your mom.
All right. So you got the launch bay. Now, I know Pete's a big Star Wars fan, but Pete's an old-school kind of guy that can appreciate old-school kind of things. Pete, I'm going to take you to what was formerly the headline event. I'm going to take you on a ride, on a great movie ride, Pete, and I'm going to have you take a magical journey through the movies. What do you think?
I'm going to go with Launch Bay on this one.
Wow.
And here's why.
You better explain yourself.
Because Great Movie Ride is not what it was.
That's the problem. It exactly is what it was.
It's not in its prime anymore.
No.
Okay.
And...
The crowd is stunned.
I don't think the crowd is that stunned.
All right, I'll give Laura one.
For the first time ever, I am winning.
Okay.
At least it wasn't a Frozen reference.
Okay, so now, Chris, you start.
Want me to go?
Yeah.
Yep, that's how it's going to work.
All right, so... Pete, I'm going to take you to the 50s prime time diner, and we're going to have some meatloaf. Or whatever you'd like.
Oh, Laura, I think you might be in trouble here.
I know. Well, I've always compared these two restaurants, so I'm going to go with Sci-Fi. I've always compared the two.
Oh, well, yeah.
So...
Well, for you, that's 50s prime easy.
You know what? To be honest, I do the same thing.
When I took it, Laura said, oh, shoot.
I know. I'm like, that's like my new favorite restaurant in all of Walt Disney World. So,
what's your go-to meal, Pete?
For me, it's the leftovers.
Oh, we knew it. Didn't we call that?
We did call it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right, Laura. 1-1. Pete's pushing us to a tie.
Okay. Let's see here. I'm going to go to my favorite attraction. And when people say, what's your favorite attraction, I usually always say this one, Tower of Terror. My favorite ride, great theming, great ambient music on the outside and the inside. Get that wonderful drop.
Can't disagree with you on that.
Yeah, I love that ride. They never need to change it, and if they change it at Walt Disney World, I will chain myself to the ride.
That would be awkward, but okay. So here's what I want to... I fully acknowledge it's a great ride. So do I want to compete, or do I want to concede this one and put up a lesser one and fight the battle elsewhere? It's tough. I got to imagine. Is Pete a Tower of Terror fan? It's a great ride. Can't quite decide. I'm going to try and match it.
Wow.
That's a tough call, though. I'm going to try and match it with Toy Story Mania.
Oh.
I'm going to add a third track, and I could just see with those 3D goggles, 3D little glasses, pulling that plunger and shooting those arrows and tennis balls. So I'm going to throw up Toy Story Mania.
I guess this probably should have come out on the Dirty Secret show.
Mm-hmm.
Never ridden it.
Which one?
Toy Story. Oh. So, but due to the hyper detailing and the theming of Tower of Terror, that was going to win anyway.
It's true. I couldn't even argue. I was thinking of going low on them and conceding that one, but I figured everybody's ridden Toy Story Mania.
Not everybody.
I don't know. You don't have a fast pass for it, though. You don't really want to wait the 90 minutes.
Well, and here's the other thing, though. Because it's a 3D ride, 3D generally gives Missy severe headaches.
Oh, yeah.
So we tend to steer clear from 3D most of the time.
See, Pete,
right.
The more we get to talk, the more I get to learn about you. Very good. I wish I would have known that ahead of time. Very good. So I'm going to hold you to that in a minute when Laura goes.
Okay.
So I'm throwing up there. I'm putting up a shocking revelation.
God.
Have I ridden that one into the ground yet?
That horse died a long time ago.
Did it die? Because I'm using it still. I'm going to go and see Steven Tyler while I still can. And I'm taking you on the Rock and Roller Coaster featuring Steven Tyler and Joe Perry. Laura? Chaining yourself to the roller coaster at this point?
No, not yet. Not until Disney officially announces something. Well, do I want to pull out my wild card or do I want to wait?
It's tough.
Well, I think I'm going to go with the Star Wars fireworks.
The Star Wars fireworks.
You're here with me, Pete.
No doubt.
I know you haven't seen them, but they're spectacular. The music that goes with them, and I don't know. They're amazing. YouTube them.
Love in an elevator.
So we have two. One that isn't scheduled past October 1st, and another one that's going down for refurb and may or may not be losing part of its name.
You're taking the fun out of it, Pete. You know that. I'm just saying it. You're taking the fun out of it.
Hey, it is 8:45 in the morning. I'm allowed to take fun out of anything at 8:45 in the morning.
All right. You gotta decide.
Because I haven't seen him yet, I think I'm going to go with Rock and Roller Coaster.
Understandable.
Well, thank you, Pete. Have you been on it recently? I mean, when was the last time you were on the ride?
My last trip I was on it, so.
Okay. Missy, she likes roller coasters? Or
she
is
does.
Just a,
she actually, okay. It's odd because recently we've been discussing, she couldn't remember if this one banged her around too much or if it was Space Mountain that banged her around too much. I keep kind of leaning towards Space Mountain, but
yeah, that one's pretty rough.
It is. That's my first thought too. So, okay.
Being that they're both in the dark, she's kind of confused as to which one it was.
Two to two. Laura, my friend, you are up.
Okay. Oh, where do I go?
Hollywood Studios.
Oh, yes, I know that. Sticking with my Star Wars theme, I'll throw out my last Star Wars card, which is Star Tours.
You could have not had any more Star Wars items. You know this? I'm just saying
no,
this.
No, I couldn't.
It was like blatant. You were trying to go and suck up to Pete to make sure he had all the Star Wars things. I'm just pleading
actually,
my case here. This
there are a couple other Star Wars things she could have picked.
Chris all right, kept taking all right. my thing, so I had to, you know, scrounge up the Star Wars.
Okay. So Star Tours is cool, but it is a 3D kind of simulator kind of ride.
It is.
Mm-hmm. But at the end of the night, Pete, it is awesome. I cannot contest that one bit. But Pete, what's more awesome than seeing the entire cast and seeing Mickey fight the dragon at the end of the night in the Fantasmic nighttime spectacular?
Well,
Star Wars is different, or Star Tours is different every time you go on it.
Gives you pause, though. You got to think about this, because this is the headliner.
Oh, I don't know if I call Star Tours the headliner, but it is a great ride.
I was referring to Fantasmic, Pete.
Yeah, I know.
And did you see Dopey? Did you see the recent Dopey fall on there?
Yeah. It sounds kind of dangerous to me. I don't know. Maybe I should stick with Star Tours. Then I just get blown out of the space.
Fantasmic is dangerous. It is for performers.
Exactly.
But God love them. They continued on with the show.
I know
they had to.
Poor Dopey might have broke his neck, and they were dancing. Oh, it felt terrible.
We'll put it this way. I know I said Missy does not do well with 3D. I forced her to go on Star Tours, so I've got to go with Star Tours.
All right.
How could you flip-flop like that?
It's the one 3D ride I forced her to go on. Because I love it.
She hated you ever since. Okay. All right. Well, then I'm in trouble now. I'm in big trouble here, Pete.
Because you've got Muppet Vision, don't you?
I got Muppet Vision 3D. Laura?
Muppet Vision
you're up.
3D.
Mm-hmm.
What do I have got left?
You don't remember?
No, I do. I'm just looking at my list. All right, then I'm going to have to go with my One Man's Dream.
Ooh.
Classic Walt Disney. It's a placeholder in the park. It should be a requirement.
I cannot argue with that at all. It's got to go to One Man's Dream. Sorry, Chris.
So, no, you know what? I agree with you. And Laura and I actually had a good thought. And how, under this circumstance, would it be acceptable to remove it from the park? Because we get the feeling she's on the way out. So here's what we thought. The only way it's acceptable, at least for me, is if they designate a standalone structure or building or attraction, perhaps in Disney Springs in the world of Disney. Disney Quest building. That's entirely devoted to one-man dream type items, the history of Walt Disney World, and the history of Walt Disney. That'd be the only way that'd be acceptable for me to leave the studios. But we felt like the studios needs that. You know,
at least for now.
It's true. What do you think about the idea of a standalone location?
I like that idea. I mean, I don't think if they take it out, it should be gone permanently. I think they need to find it another home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was our idea. All right, so Laura's up 4-2. I need a rally, and I think I'm going to get one. I'm kind of saving these, so... Laura, you're up.
Okay. Well... Okay. I'm going to go with one that I chose before Chris cheated.
Okay.
So, just full disclaimer. Starring Rolls Cafe.
Starring Rolls Cafe.
You can go there for breakfast and get a nice cupcake, nice snackage before you go to dinner.
Perfect. Pete, you strike me as the kind of guy that likes Italian food. Perhaps Mama Melrose?
Oh, no.
Might appeal to you? Or did you have a bad experience that I don't know about?
Well, based on where we live, you're well aware that we have some excellent Italian food in the area around our homes. Mama Marvel's generally does not qualify to me as excellent Italian food.
But is it better than Starring Rolls Cafe? And have you been to Starring Rolls Cafe?
I have not. For the simple fact that I am really not much of a breakfast person.
Mm.
Well, a cupcake doesn't have to be breakfast.
I also used to make my mom get me pies for my birthday because I don't like cake.
Ah, tough decision. We put you in a tough spot. You gotta pick one.
But you like snacks. They serve other snacks there.
You like snacks? Is that the best you got?
Yes.
Can I just go over to Hollywood Scoops and be done?
No, you've got to pick one that you've got
to
take.
I'm looking up the menu to see what else.
No. Come on, Pete. Make a choice. Even if you defeat me, that's okay.
Oh, they have beer there.
They have what?
Beer.
Beer and cupcakes.
Croissants. Apple turnovers.
I have never seen such blatant...
Alright, I'm going to go with the Olive Garden of Walt Disney World. Go with Mama Melrose.
Alright, pity. Yes, it works.
I knew this was going to happen, Chris.
I thought so too. I need another rally. Alright,
well,
go ahead.
According to my calculations, this is the last one, right?
Yes, and I think I go first here, right?
You do.
Yes, you do.
Correct. All right, so it's 4-3. So I used creativity here, Pete, and I'm kind of counting on you to see that.
No.
It's true. So this is a food option.
This is not.
Kinda. Because I'm going to offer you a very nice dinner. And you're going to have your choice at either the Brown Derby or Hollywood and Vine, but...
That's where we're cheating.
I am taking you, then afterwards, to the Fantasmic dinner package, in which you get to see both Fantasmic and have a magnificent dinner.
And my argument is that I had already taken Hollywood Brown Derby. So if he was going to do the Fantasmic dining package, he had to choose Hollywood and Vine because nobody had chosen that yet.
And Laura, then what's your option?
Brown Derby, because I already chosen it.
Just by itself, right? Not like an exciting evening afterwards, just the restaurant itself. Okay.
The restaurant is an event.
Hopefully Pete will see my creativity.
No. I say he has to go with Hollywood and Vine and the Fantasmic dinner package.
I'm leaving it to the big guy. He can choose. He's got an open-ended option here. Pete?
Well, I think what I'm going to do
We're on pins and needles. Grapefruit cake? Question mark?
Don't like.
You're right.
Don't like cake? Exclamation point.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Pete,
prime rib?
Dinner,
question mark?
Dinner. Prime rib and Fantasmic.
Which he didn't choose earlier.
But no doubt he's a fan. He's a fan. I mean, where else can you see a character break their neck?
Stop it.
I want to frame it as the most dangerous dinner show around. All right.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go with Pizza Rizzo. That's it.
A restaurant that doesn't even exist yet?
Come on,
you
Pete.
Have to choose because I had to choose when I did this.
Yeah, and you chose a tie.
You can choose
not
the same type, Pete.
It just happened that way.
Do I not get any bonus points for creativity here?
No.
She's being mean today, Pete. I'm just saying.
You cheated.
She's being mean.
I had already chosen Brown Derby.
Well, it
I,
just so
I
happens to come with
you
a pack.
Credit, Chris. You found a way to get a restaurant that was already taken.
And he
yes?
laughed too.
Yes.
What you should have done was said 50s prime time in the dinner show. But so I'm going with Brown Derby.
Wait a minute. How could you pick just the Brown Derby when I'm offering you Fantasmic? Oh.
So does that mean I...
All right. Laura, it sounds like you're the winner.
Ever,
for the first time in the WW review Laura history.
Laura has won a contest.
I'm officially offering this up for protest, though. Who do I protest this to? Who can I protest this
to? Not to me.
You can ask the judge. But I've already overruled you.
This is the first time in my life that I've ever won something, too. So,
Laura, this is the last time I have a morning show with Pete, I tell you.
I hope I have monster next time or something.
What in the world? How did this go awry for me?
So this is so exciting.
All right. Anything else before we go today, guys?
That was fun.
Pete,
actually,
Laura, anything else?
Chris, the other thing you could have done to win was Tune In Lounge. Just saying.
I thought about
I hadn't
that.
Been there. I hadn't been there, you know? So I wanted to make sure it was something I could experience,
You've been to 50s Primetime?
Oh, yeah. Before
You've
I
been
became
to Tune
Fisher.
In Lounge. It's inside.
Oh, man. That was my honeymoon, Pete. Cripes, that was many, many, many moons ago.
Two words.
So.
Vanilla Coke.
I really, truly think, like, I've not been fairly judged here. So
welcome to my world, buddy.
All right.
How did Laura put it? Oh, yeah, bitter party of one?
Yeah.
Well, now it's a party of two.
Yeah, bitter.
Well, at least you and I can go get somewhere to eat then.
Yeah.
All right. All right, so let's wrap up this unfair train wreck. You've been listening to the WTW Review, and we thank you for listening. And if you have any suggestions or anything we possibly missed, and let's be honest, there's not much we could have missed here. But we still have many more. I was thinking we have the draft for the Animal Kingdom. We got the draft for the Magic Kingdom. I thought we'd have the draft for the resorts. We'd have the draft for the resort dining options. So we got many more drafts to come. But if you have any suggestions, the WW Review on Facebook, contact Pete, Laura, Chris. We're sure to give you an answer back. So with that, for second place Chris, for champion Laura, and for Judge Ponacorvo, we thank you. Have a good day.
See you, everybody.
Thanks, everybody.